Hi everyone, my name is Prima and I am from Microsoft SQL Server support team. Today basically we will be discussing about demystifying SQL Server memory. This is how the agenda looks like for this presentation. It's fairly simple as we are going to cover just the very basics. We will begin discussing about process address space, which will constitute of user mode, kernel mode, and we will also cover /3GB switch. Then we will move on to 32-bit memory architecture for SQL Server, which will constitute of buffer pool and memchulave. After that, we will talk about AWE. Then we will move on discussing about managing SQL Server memory. Finally, we will wind up talking about limitations of 32-bit SQL Servers. So basically, this whole presentation, we will focus only on 32-bit SQL Server. Now let's start about process address space. So talking about the Win32 memory architecture, each process has a 4GB address space. By default, 2GB of that address space is accessible from user mode, and the remaining 2GB is only accessible from kernel mode. This kernel mode memory is shared between all processes. So if you see in the diagram, the kernel mode addresses are not directly accessible to your application, and any attempt to read or write to those memory locations will result in an access violation. Along with the current split of 2GB for user mode and 2GB for kernel mode, we also have a /3GB option which permits these default sizes to be changed. Basically, what it does, it allows a process user address space to be expanded from 2GB to 3GB at the expense of kernel mode address space. Now the kernel mode address space will be reduced from 2GB to 1GB. This option is also known as application memory tuning, or we also call it as 4GB tuning. So to use this particular option, the application should be large address aware. So now let's talk about how we can enable support for 3GB of user address space. What we need to do is you must add the /3GB parameter to the boot.ini file and reboot the computer, post which this will take effect. We also have another switch called user VA. With the /user VA switch, you can customize how the memory is allocated when you use the /3GB switch. The number following the /user VA option is the amount of memory in megabytes that will be allocated to each process. Now, if you set /3GB and /user VA to 3030, this is going to reserve 3030 MB of memory to the process space as compared to 3072 MB when you use the /3GB switch alone. Basically, you're saving the 42 MB when you use the user VA option. For 32-bit applications, to access more than 4GB of physical memory, we have a facility in Windows called Address Windowing Extensions, which extends the capabilities of 32-bit applications. Now, this AWE accomplishes this by mapping a subset of up to 64GB into user address space by using special set of APIs. So we will talk about AWE in detail at the end of this presentation. Now it's very important for us to understand the difference between reserved and committed memory. Within your user mode address space, a region of memory will be in one of the three possible states that you're seeing in the slide. It could be a free region, which means it's available to be allocated by your process. It could be reserved. So reserved is the one in which the operating system has set aside a given range of address space so that you could use it later. When the memory is reserved, please note that no physical memory is actually used. Now talking about committed region, this is the region that is currently used. In this case, the operating system has actually set aside either physical RAM or space in the paging file that is sufficient to back this allocation. Knowing this difference will help us understand how SQL Server manages memory. So far, we discussed about a 32-bit process in general. Now let's move on to SQL Server 32-bit memory architecture. SQL Server organizes the memory it allocates into two distinct regions, buffer pool and memtoleave. Buffer pool, also called as bpool, is the primary allocation pool in SQL Server. It serves primarily as a data and index page cache and is also used for memory allocations less than 8 KB. Now, memtoleave consists of the virtual address space that is not used by the buffer pool. We will talk in detail about what constitutes buffer pool and memtoleave a little later. Now, if you make use of AWE memory, there is actually a third region, the physical memory above 2 GB made available by the Windows AWE support. The AWE memory above 2 GB functions as an extension of the bpool and it provides additional space for caching data and index pages. We will discuss about each of these regions in detail going forward. Now let's talk about what happens when SQL Server starts up and how the memory allocations are calculated. When SQL Server starts up, the first memory item that is reserved is memtoleave. Note that we actually calculate the memtoleave size first, and we reserve this memory, then allocate all the buffer pool regions, and finally come back and free the memtoleave allocation. This ensures that the memtoleave region is initially a single contiguous region of address space. Hope that's clear. So basically what we do is we first calculate memtoleave, we reserve that memory, after which we will allocate all buffer pool regions, and we finally come back and free the memtoleave allocation. This is going to ensure that the memtoleave region is a single contiguous region of address space. Now, talking about memtoleave, this is a special contiguous memory area that is separated completely from the bpool and is for use by external consumers such as extended stored procedures, COM objects, linked servers, OLEDB providers, SQL CLR, and it is also used for allocations larger than 8 KB. Those are also called as multi-page allocations. It has a calculated fixed size that is determined at startup based on the formula that you see on the slide. It includes max worker threads and the stack size and also the default reservation size. If you see for a 32-bit SQL server, the default stack size is 512 KB. And the max worker threads by default setting, it's 256. So 256 into 512 KB plus 256 MB of default reservation size will account to 384 MB by default. That is your memtoleave region. Once this calculation and allocation has been completed, the next memory space set up by SQL Server is the bpool or buffer pool. The buffer pool size is determined by a number of factors, beginning with whether the server has AWE enabled or not. If AWE is not enabled on the SQL server, then the buffer pool is sized based on the remaining memory in the user address space minus the memtoleave allocation that has been previously calculated, which by default is 384 MB. Before going into the calculations for buffer pool, we'll quickly look at the calculation for the user address space. So by default, you have a 2 GB of user address space. In case you're using 3 GB switch or slash user VA switch, it can be increased to 3 GB. Once the user address space size has been determined by the SQL server, the previously calculated memtoleave is subtracted from it. Then the resulting value is compared to the amount of available physical memory on the SQL server, and the lower of the two numbers is the buffer pool size. This size is then compared to the max server memory setting, and the lower of the two values will be the maximum size of the buffer pool. However, if AWE is enabled on SQL server, then the maximum size of the buffer pool is the upper limit of the physical RAM on the SQL server or the max server memory setting, whichever is smaller. We also have another option called -G switch, which might help tune memory allocation. Use of this option might be appropriate in large memory configurations in which the memory usage requirements of SQL Server are atypical and the virtual address space of SQL Server process is totally in use. This switch is used to specify an integer number which will be in megabytes. This memory that SQL Server will leave available for memory allocations within the SQL Server process but outside the SQL Server memory pool, that is memtoleave excluding thread stacks. The default value is 256 MB. Incorrect use of this option can lead to conditions under which an instance of SQL Server may not start or may encounter runtime errors. Using a value lower than the default will increase the amount of memory available to the buffer pool and thread stacks. This may in turn provide some performance benefit to memory intensive workloads in systems that do not use many extended stored procs, distributed queries, or COM objects. Now that we've talked about the calculations for buffer pool and memtoleave, let's understand what memtoleave consists of. Memtoleave portion consists of thread stacks. Like we discussed earlier, the default stack size on a 32-bit operating system is 512 KB. Now the thread stack space is calculated by using the max worker threads option in the SP underscore configure and the stack size. It also consists of heaps. When I talk about heaps, it could be a default process heap and it could also be any other non-default heap created in the SQL Server address space. Let's move on to the next region, which is SQL Server multi-page allocations. Like we discussed earlier, the engine itself may allocate memory outside the buffer pool because the size required is bigger than a SQL page, which is 8 KB. So all the allocations which are greater than 8 KB will come from SQL Server multi-page allocations. And in the memtoleave portion, we also have extended stored procedures, linked server providers, COM objects, and any other DLLs that get loaded in the process space of SQL Server. Now let's take some examples so that it becomes very clear as to how memory is allocated. If you see in the slide, when you have 2 GB of RAM and we have a 2 GB of virtual address space for 32-bit SQL Server, out of which 384 MB is for memtoleave, so the buffer pool would be 1.6 GB when you have not set -G. Moving on to the second example, when you have set -G to 384 MB, then we have 512 MB for MTL, which is memtoleave, and the buffer pool is left with 1.5 GB. When you have a 4 GB of RAM and we have a 2 GB of virtual address space, with 384 MB of memtoleave, we still have 1.6 GB for buffer pool with no -G set. The reason being, a 32-bit application can only see 2 GB of virtual address space for user mode, even though you have 4 GB of RAM. Let's take a slight variation for the above example. When we have a /3 GB switch and you have 4 GB of RAM, your MTL would still remain the same, which is 384 MB, but the B pool would be 2.6 GB. The reason being, the user address space is increased from 2 GB to 3 GB, so we have 3 GB minus 384 MB, which would result to 2.6 GB for buffer pool. When we further increase the RAM from 4 GB to 8 GB and have a /3 GB switch, the calculations are not any different from the previous example. Because even though you have 8 GB of RAM, because of the 3 GB switch, you can only see 3 GB of user mode address space. So it is going to be 3 GB minus 384 MB of memtoleave. And your buffer pool would still remain 2.6 GB. So the assumptions that we made here when we calculated buffer pool in MTL, AWE is not enabled, and the max worker threads option in sp_configure is by default 255. Now that we are very clear with buffer pool and memtoleav, let's start talking about AWE. SQL Server uses the Microsoft Windows Address Windowing Extensions API to support very large amounts of physical memory. Support for AWE is available only in the SQL Server Enterprise, Standard and Developer Editions and only applies to 32-bit versions of SQL Server. Standard 32-bit addresses can map a maximum of 4 GB of memory, as we discussed earlier. AWE is a set of extensions to the memory management functions of Windows that allow applications to address more memory than 2 or 3 GB that is available through the standard 32-bit addressing. AWE lets applications acquire physical memory and then dynamically map views of non-paged memory to the 32-bit address space. Although the 32-bit address space is limited to 4 GB, the non-paged memory can be much larger. This enables memory-intensive applications such as large database systems to address more memory than it can be supported in a 32-bit address space. We must consider the following before configuring AWE. AWE allows allocating physical memory over 4 GB on 32-bit architecture. AWE should be used only when available physical memory is greater than user mode virtual address space. To support more than 4 GB of physical memory on 32-bit operating systems, you must add the /PAE parameter to the boot.ini file and reboot the computer. For more information about this parameter, please see your Windows documentation. The SQL Server buffer pool can fully utilize AWE mapped memory. However, only database pages can be dynamically mapped to and unmapped from SQL Server's virtual address space and take full advantage of memory allocated through AWE. AWE does not directly help supporting additional users, threads, databases, queries, and other objects that permanently reside in the virtual address space. Very importantly, to enable AWE for Microsoft SQL Server, you must run the SQL Server database engine under a Microsoft Windows account that has been assigned the lock pages in memory privilege. And after that, you can use sp_configure to set the AWE enabled option to 1. Just to give a brief about what this lock pages in memory policy is all about, it determines which accounts can use a process to keep data in physical memory, which prevents the system from paging the data to virtual memory on disk. And one important thing that I would like to bring to your notice here is that you must strongly consider setting max server memory for SQL Server when you have AWE in place to guarantee additional memory for other applications operating on the computer. Earlier, we had seen examples of bpool and MTL split without AWE enabled option. Now let's look at those values when AWE is enabled, also bringing max server memory into picture. So have a look at the first example. When we have 8 GB of RAM, we have 2 GB of virtual address space. And in this particular example, the max server memory is set to 7.5 GB. And of course, AWE is enabled. Now, 384 MB would go for memtoleav and approximately 7.5 GB would be there for buffer pool. Now, increasing the RAM to 16 GB, we still have 2 GB of virtual address space. And in this case, the max server memory is 15.6 GB. The MTL would remain the same, which is 384 MB. And the buffer pool would be around 15.6 GB. Which would be 15.6 GB minus 384 MB, close to 15.6 GB. Taking the same example, when we have a /3GB switch in place for 16 GB of RAM, the calculations of bpool and MTL would still remain the same. Now when we have 40 GB of RAM And if we have a slash 3GB switch, and if the max server memory is set to 39GB, if you see there in the slide, the bpool calculations show 16GB. Now, are you wondering why the bpool is just 16GB even though I have max server memory to 39GB? Let me throw some insight into why we are seeing 16GB there. If there's more than 16GB of physical memory available on a computer, the operating system requires 2GB of virtual address space for system purposes, and therefore there is a support only for 2GB of user mode virtual address space. For the operating system to use memory range above 16GB, which in our case is 40GB, we need to be sure that the slash 3GB parameter is not present in the boot.ini file. If the slash 3GB switch is being used, the operating system cannot use any physical memory above 16GB. That's the reason why we see the buffer pool calculation to be just 16GB, even though we have 40GB of RAM and the max server memory is set to 39GB. Alright, now let's move on to next example where we do not have a slash 3GB switch. It's just 2GB of user mode address space. And now if you see, we still have 39GB of bpool. Similarly, the last example, which is for 64GB, we have 63GB of bpool as the max server memory is 63GB and the mem to leave remains unchanged. So basically, to summarize, these are the options that we have which will help us manage SQL Server memory accordingly as per our needs. The first option that you see there is hyphen G startup parameter. Then we have slash 3GB and user VA switches to increase the user mode virtual address space. We also have AWE, then we have max server memory, which helps us tune the memory allocations accordingly. You could use a combination of these options depending on your requirements and achieve the best out of it. Having said all this, we still do have limitations for 32-bit SQL servers. The most important one being the fact that the virtual address space in 32-bit SQL server is limited. So we have already talked about the disadvantage of having both slash 3GB and AWE in place. The operating system cannot use any physical memory above 16GB. Having too much of RAM is also a problem. So now how is that a problem? To put it in very simpler terms, SQL Server allocates an array of buff structures at the startup. So we have one structure for each associated SQL Server page. So basically, this structure tracks status information associated with each buffer, such as the buffer latch, a pointer to the actual 8KB page, status bits, and various other things. This array size is calculated based on the size of RAM and not based on max server memory. Hence, this again takes up major portion of memory if RAM size is too high. Now I'm going to leave you all with a thought about 64-bit, as there is no virtual address space limitation in 64-bit. In theory, the virtual address space for 64-bit applications is 16 exabytes, but in practical terms for Windows, it is 8 terabyte. So these limitations are addressed in 64-bit SQL Server. That's pretty much the very basics of 32-bit SQL Server memory architecture. In case you have any further questions, please feel free to get in touch with me. Thank you. Thanks for your time.